This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Companies big and small are finding out on their own. You see, they're growing, they're adding people, but they have to keep up with technology. Not only do they have to keep up with their own files, they have to keep up with their users, and they have to keep up with their competitors. Here to talk about what small and medium-sized businesses are facing is Paul Chen. He's the Senior Product Line Manager with WD, and Eric Slack, who is a Senior Analyst at Storage Switzerland. Eric, let's start with you. What does IT look like for small and medium-sized businesses?
Well, Charlie, IT in SMBs typically includes a lot of laptops, a lot of USB drives, you know, portable storage devices, what we call consumer-grade equipment, and a lot of do-it-yourself IT processes, really, which is, you know, kind of where the users in the small business managers are kind of making do with IT processes like backup and data protection, kind of by coming up with different methods. One example would be what we call backpack DR, which is carrying a tape offsite in a backpack to get, you know, to get data protected and away from the business. But also now it's more common to see people carrying one of these USB drives offsite in a backpack.
Paul, who does IT in small and medium-sized businesses?
Well, for the really small businesses, it's either the owner or the most technical employee, sometimes a friend, friends and family. When you get a little bit larger, most of the small businesses that we've encountered actually use some form of a consultant or a value-added reseller. But it's not a full-time function anymore. Even in the medium businesses, they follow a model where they have part-time IT or periodic consultants come through to help them.
Eric, what are some of the challenges facing small to medium-sized businesses regarding IT?
Well, to start with, it's growth. They've got more employees. Typically, as they grow, certainly more data. They get more equipment. This day and age, everyone has at least two devices. And now, you know, mobile devices are really considered computers because they effectively are. It's really kind of a more of everything scenario. There's also a lot of changes going on in the world, in the environment that these small companies are operating in. There are compliance issues now. There are security threats they didn't used to have. There could be regulations that weren't in place a number of years ago. I mentioned mobile devices, and of course, a big one is the cloud. The cloud represents something that a lot of these companies have to, or that all these companies have to learn about and figure out how to leverage. So from a challenge perspective, they need to consolidate. You know, they need to consolidate storage, they need to consolidate management, data protection. They've got issues with, you know, users' IDs, users' computer management. You know, there's a whole host of things that come along with that growth. And they need to stay abreast of tech changes that are, you know, happening in the environment.
So to do that, Paul, what are some of the options that the small to medium-sized business owners, what are available to them so they can address these issues?
Well, a lot of what's available to them falls in two camps. Well, we got the traditional approach to IT, which is maybe a standalone NAS, because a file server NAS, because they realize they need more data. Maybe it's a standalone application server or email server. There's also the standalone identity management server. A lot of those things are available today and in the past, where you can run applications locally and manage your business there. That's the quote-unquote traditional IT, which gets you into a lot of boxes. But when you look at the other option, there's a way to go directly to the cloud. Certainly there are a lot of businesses looking to make sure that they keep their immediate costs under control. So they look like an enterprise company by going to the cloud and taking their applications and services there. The third option, and a much newer option, is actually the new types of equipment that provide the modern SMB with the modern options, where you have hybrid cloud storage, You have hybrid applications that can run on-premise and remotely. And so those really are the three largest banks. I think the most of the VARs and resellers are always looking to optimize and find the best solution. And so the growing new field is looking at what would be a real true SMB first server that combines the best of all things, networking, storage, and application.
What are some of the things that WD is doing to help the small and medium-sized business owner?
So WD actually defined their business products around the SMB first. And so what, what we're doing is putting together a portfolio of products where we have a best-in-class file server, NAS, with the WSentinel X series. And then more recently with the S series, we've released a product that's a server plus NAS plus domain controller all in one, and that's called the WSentinel DS5100 and the DS6100, ultra compact storage plus server.
Eric, what about the WD offerings?
One of the nice things, the things that I like about that product is that it actually kind of fits sort of both sort of flavors of IT that, that small businesses typically have. Either they have a professional who comes in on a part-time basis, you know, maybe once a week or once every couple of weeks, and does management of the IT environment, and this product has enough power and enough functionality really so they can leverage that. But it's also easy enough to set up and run so that somebody like a small business owner who's not tech savvy at all can actually get it going and be able to use that in their environment as well. So it does a good job sort of on both of those fronts.
We have a webinar on demand that you can watch right now that talks about all of this for small and medium-sized businesses. Just click on the link on the storageswiss.com player, and that will take you to the webinar. You can watch it right now, or you can save that link. You can go back and watch it a little bit later, but very good information. Paul, anything you want to add to our conversation today?
Sure, Charles. Again, we think that this is a very exciting time and transition for most small and medium businesses. As you see the environment change very quickly, we want to make sure we help everybody get productive and be competitive and succeed.
Eric, thanks for joining us. And Paul, thank you for being part of the podcast today. And for those listening, thanks for tuning in to the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.